Hello, you are very welcome to this program called Latin Ireland. My name is Sally Galeana, and today we are going to talk about the links between Latin America and Ireland that we know they exist. It's historically, we all hear about Brown, who is the founder of the Argentinian Navy, and also of Bernardo O'Higgins, who was called the Liberator in Chile. And many, many other names that maybe they are not so well known, but they are still important in Irish history and also in Latin American history. But today we are going to look at the Latin American people living in Ireland, a kind of, in some way, quiet and hidden minority who are in this country and who has been in this country for a very long time. And to do so, I have with me in the studio Silvia Bernal and Victor Flores, both from Bolivia, who has been producing a radio program here in Near FM called Radio Latina for a few years now. And on the line, I have Magdalena Carrara, who is from Uruguay. Hello, all of you. And Magdalena, I will start with you. Will you let me know how did you came to Ireland?
Okay, I've been in Ireland, living in Ireland for the past 12 years. I came first, allegedly, to stay for 6 months. I wanted to study a bit of English and travel around Europe. And then, well, I met my partner, I had my kids, so then I just decided to stay, and I never came back. At the moment, I find myself I'm staying at home. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have two kids that are in primary school. I stopped working not so long ago, and I'm planning to go back to work soon. I find it great. I love the lifestyle here. I love the quality of life. I love raising a family in this country that gives a lot of opportunities, either in a work-life balance. I love the opportunity that has given me to be able to stay at home and raise my kids and be able to live off only one salary, you know, that is something that's completely unseen back in our countries. And I am very happy. I like the education system, the government, how the country runs. I like all the support that they provide to the people and the families, the sense of community that they have in this country that makes you feel always welcome, that you can progress in all aspects of your life, that it makes you feel secure. Security is very important since back in my country is something that we lack a bit of. You know, you can go out by yourself, you can go with the kids on the bikes, and you're not afraid of being robbed instead of being killed, you know. All those things, for me, are precious, and I really, really like the lifestyle that we have here. Mm-hmm. I do love living in Ireland. I think it's a great place to raise a family.
Very good. So the same question now for Silvia. Silvia, let me know, what makes you come to Ireland from all the other European countries? And what are you doing here? How do you find it?
Well, thank you very much, Sally, for the invitation. I just came. Well, the first time when I came to Ireland was to learn English, actually. So the idea was to stay just 1 year, but after that, so I felt like very well and very welcoming here, and I decided to stay for another year, trying to improve my English too. After the second year, so I realized that I was really into the Irish life. I really enjoyed the Irish life, and that is why I wanted to stay longer. And I applied for visa to stay as a student, to do a degree. So I stayed the following 3 years as a degree student. And for the things of life, so I met someone here as well, and now I'm living with him, and that is, I think now I have my mind just to stay in Ireland, probably to settle here. And well, of course I miss my country, but I think the quality of life that Ireland provides you in compared to Latin American countries, in this case my Bolivia, my country, it's better. And especially I would like to highlight probably the security, to feel safe to walk on the streets at night or during, like, I don't know, very late in the night, being like a woman walking on the streets without any any, I don't know, any worry to be like walking alone as a woman. So that is a big thing for me. That's very important here. Of course, I know in Ireland has many issues too. But for the moment, I feel very comfortable, and I like the safety here, and yeah, the quality of life too.
Mm-hmm. And now, Victor.
Okay. The first question, the general question, why I come here? But we decided to come here with my wife. She's half British and half Chilean, and we decided this place because it's friendly. And the simple answer is because we are falling in love and we keep going with this love. But this is the subjectively answer. But the another objective answer is when I compare my country and another country. In my country, unfortunately, if I would like to develop my skills in any way, I need to, and in this moment, the subordinate to the government, because unfortunately my degree in sociology, it's a very real, they have real, a lot of relationship with the politics. In my country, it's absolutely political. All the small life or the big issues or more institutions. And this is one another way. In Bolivia, it's difficult to develop your skills if you don't subordinate the government. And now I feel more independent, even for learn everything, for make one master or anywhere. And when I arrive here, I can see a lot. I know more Latin American here than Bolivia, because I meet with Brazilian, Venezuelan, a lot of people around the world. And so at the moment it's okay, it's very good, the island, because it's friendly and it's not exactly restrictive or inflexible. It's very flexible. It's sometimes it's like South America. Yeah.
It's very interesting that you said that, because that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. What things do you find? Obviously, everyone has this idea that the culture in Latin American countries and in Ireland is very different. But I think that you just mentioned that there is some commonalities here. So, Magda, I'm coming back to you. What do you think that...
Okay.
Have you found some let's say, Uruguayan culture in some way reflected into the Irish approach to things?
To be honest, I've been thinking about this question since you sent it to me by email, and I cannot find anything in common, unfortunately. I might say that, yes, we are a small country, we have more or less the same population that in Ireland is... country that has a lot of land, agricultural country, but besides that, I couldn't find anything in common. The way the people are, the way the people think, the way the things are done, is everything completely opposite. It's like, I'm talking to family I have over there, and they have had babies recently, and it's so unbelievable. They come back to work with a, after a month and a half after giving birth, you know, with a 2-3-month-old baby, even if the baby was premature. You have no entitlements like here that you can stay 6 months on paid maternity leave. You can take up to a year and return to your own job with privileges like reduced working hours, an hour off to pump, you know, to extract the milk. Maternity, the child benefits, the parental benefits, I don't know, I could go on, and the flexibility in work, because how many of us that are mothers ourselves and you have a job, and if the child gets sick, you're able to talk to your boss and ask, and you can stay home? You know, like, I never seen that happening in my country. You work 6 days a week, even in the offices. You work 10, 12-hour shifts every day. You have no time to see or raise your family. You know, the schools are from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes even some schools run on Saturdays as well. The people are always very sad, hard. They don't make any needs. You work your life, but you can barely afford anything. You know, here, even on the basic income, you manage to survive and have all the basics, but there you don't. Mm-hmm. So that makes the people, I think, a bit grumpier over there. There's also very high crime rates that here we don't have. It's like, I can never imagine myself going back in Uruguay with a handbag on the street or a phone. Every time I travel back home, even on the plane, the first thing I do is hide my handbag. You know, it's like I don't even carry a handbag around. You cannot even go with a phone because they don't only snatch it from you, they might hurt you as well to take it off you. I'm not saying that there's no crime in Ireland, but I say, like, this is no comparison. It's like, you feel safe here. You can carry money. The ATMs are out in the public. You know, in my country, you have blinded glass cameras. You have to enter, you know, swiping your card, you know, to get your cash out of an ATM. You know, things that are very, like, when I talk to foreigners, they cannot believe it, you know. All those things for me are priceless. And here, I think it is, people are friendlier because they have less hard life, you know, like the life is easier, the quality of life is better. The people don't work for living, you know, they don't live for work, sorry, they work for living, they make their ends meet, and they go home and enjoy time with their families. Of course, there are exceptions, but I mean, there's lots of good things here that we don't get there. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are other things that are better there than here. I must say, the climate, the food, of course, having family close is the best thing. But I mean, I couldn't find anything in common, really. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it happens to the other people that are in the panel as well, but unfortunately, I can't think of anything, really.
But Sylvia, any commonalities? Anything
I think with Irish people, yeah, we like party. That is probably the most common thing with my country. We were discussing with a friend this morning that in Bolivia we have too many parties, too many celebrations. I think we are close to celebrate the date of my city. And when I mentioned that to my boyfriend, he said, why you are celebrating the day of your city? I never heard that before. But it's like that. So we celebrate a lot, and Irish people as well. So they don't have, of course, many bank holidays like us, but they like parties, they like the social life. And I think they are a little bit more relaxed in compared to other European people. They are, even with the time, sometimes they are not very punctual when they have to some meetings or something. And that is okay for them. So that's okay. It's not like they are very straight, very, very strict with rules. And that is one thing that I like. And similar in my country, of course, it has also... for those things, it has also some problems carrying, but I think that's probably the most common thing with my country. That's probably, I don't know, Victor wants to say something.
I said before, I found a lot of links, like the historical links. It's an island, it's one country colonized for British, and this dependency, the historical independence, probably become like us. We are colonies, our Spanish colony.
Yeah, and could be.
Catholics, the mostly Catholics in Uruguay or Bolivia, and I don't know. There are in Ireland, absolutely.
We have that also in community with many countries in Latin America, the colonization. So it happened with the countries in Latin America and with Ireland as well.
Yeah, probably in two words, it's the language. In my country, there are 36 languages and Spanish 37 languages. In Ireland, there are the English and Irish, the Gaelic. Mm-hmm. And so probably in two words, it's the domination and dependency. At the moment, my country, it's dependency only natural resource. And in Ireland, at the moment, it's the financial capital who keeping this kind of life at the moment. There are a lot of style of the life, probably something like that.
Okay, now that I'm talking to you, Victor, And Sylvia, because you're coming from the same country, okay, but maybe in general, not only about Bolivia, do you find that the Irish people is well informed about the political, cultural issues in Latin America or in Bolivia in particular? Do they, when you, they ask you, where are you from? The typical, you know, opening question in Ireland. Mm. And you said Bolivia. Do they, can they, do they know what you are talking about? Or
Well, several people that I met, they didn't know even where was Bolivia.
Yeah.
But with the people who, the general people say, you are from Philippines. Well, or Nepali or
that's
Indonesian.
That's why we look like Philippines.
For me, it's absolutely interesting, absolutely, because we are similar. It's historically similar because the relationship between was for Pacific before Atlantic, the first one. And the second one, the people who I know, normally it's people who love to speak about the social issue. So they know Bolivian, even speak Spanish. A lot of people, probably for this reason, I don't speak English very well because I speak Spanish all the time.
And yeah. And Uruguay, Magda, when you talk to people and you tell them I'm from Uruguay, do they know anything about Uruguay at all?
Oh, okay. First, the most common thing is they think I'm from Spain because I have a very strong Spanish accent, it seems. So they ask me what part of Spain I'm from. So sometimes I tell them I'm from Montevideo, a bit to the south, and they're like, oh, okay, great. They have no clue where I'm from. But when I say I'm from Uruguay, we have a very famous football player that is playing in Europe that is called Suarez. So that's the only way they can know where my country is. And I find that they find it very interesting to know that I'm from Uruguay, and they find it very peculiar and kind of exotic, you know, and they think that I live in a tropical country. I come from a tropical country with this tropical weather, and you must be suffering a lot with this cold weather. And when I tell them that we have the four seasons and the winters are as cold as here, it's very hard for them to believe me because they associate, you know, South America with tropical weather, with the Caribbean, with, you know. And I think it's very well received. The people seem to be very interested when I tell them where I'm from, and they always ask me questions, and they I think it's very nice. They're very nice when they find out where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. And we are coming to nearly an end. We are running out of time. So I have a last question, and I'm going to ask first Victor and Silvia.
Okay.
And my last question is, do you spend all the time trying to kind of destroy the myths that exist in Ireland about Latin America or in particular? I'm coming from Spain, but there is this concept of, we will leave everything for tomorrow. For example, Magda was talking, it's like tomorrow, you know, the typical thing. And when Magda was talking earlier, she mentioned, for example, how the long working hours in Uruguay. There is this concept in kind of the Northern Hemisphere that people are very laid back in the Southern Hemisphere, even very laid back in kind of Southern Europe. So do you find that you have to challenge all these kind of stereotypes associated with Latin America?
Yeah, probably at the beginning, I felt that I have to stay in pro my country when I used to meet some people. Because the first thing when some people that know a little bit about Bolivia was about cocaine. So that was the first thing that people imagined, that the cocaine is on the streets or on the shops, so that you can buy it every day. Like it's something normal in my country. That is completely wrong. So a part of that, I think, no, I didn't meet any Irish that, but I met other European that they thought that we were living on tribes, still living on tribes. that was quite shocking the first time when I met some European. But after that, well, in Ireland, no. The only thing was probably the thing that they think. We are living with cocaine on the streets or on the in the daily basis. We are dealing with cocaine all the time, so it's a big problem for Bolivia, cocaine. But it's not like we are living with that. The regular people in Bolivia, they don't even know about cocaine.
Yeah, because they use the coca leaf, which
is completely different. That is completely different. So they use the coca leaf for medical issues or for other things, traditional things.
Well, for example, if they, when you go to Bolivia, because it's so high, usually you get the highness.
It's about 3,000.
So you get sick. And one of my friends
have traveled there.
Yeah, and they told them what you chew some coca leaf and it will help you with, you know,
with the altitude sickness.
Yes,
that's altitude.
That is one thing that is very normal, especially if you have altitude sickness or you have a stomach ache. So my mother usually will give me a coca tea to help me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Victor?
Another stereotype is, but it's institutional stereotype, the coca, because not only the normal people who working around the place, no, the guard I, when I arrive, say, you're from Bolivia, okay, I need to check you back. Okay, probably I bring cocaine now, because you're from Bolivia, no? So probably this thing, and... But a lot of people know Che Guevara dead in my country. The people used to think about all Latin American it's native or everything. Then when they read the newspaper and say the first president, indigenous president, and say definitely all these tribes was original from Latin America. Probably the education in Ireland, it's probably try to open more because there are a lot of nationalities now. Mm-hmm. So it's no surprise, nothing now.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, also there is there is a lot of links of Ireland with Latin America. For example, Roger Casement, who reported on the human rights violations in Peru. We have people like Brown and Higgins, who play a very important role in Argentina and in Chile. So there is some connections, and I think maybe for that reason there is more interest maybe on what is happening in Latin America also. There is a lot of solidarity also through the Latin American Solidarity Center. Well, Magda, what about you? Do you have to actually confront many stereotypes about Latin America, Uruguay, or...?
I think some stereotypes that are very common are, for example, in my case, I always had a EU passport, okay? My family in Uruguay, mainly most of the families, were descendants from migrants from Italy or Spain. There's not indigenous population, so we very, very common that we have a European passport, but the people don't know this. So I think there's a common misconception that if you're here for so long, you're either, you know, looking for a visa, trying to marry an Irishman to get the visa and stay in the country, and things like that. I think it's very common thought here. It could be true, it could not, I don't know, but I find myself that the people do think straight away, the first thing they will think is like, oh, how is she here so many years? How did you manage to stay? And I never had any problem to stay because I was always, you know, European from the moment I came in. But I do think that that's a plus. For me, in my case, I think things would have been completely different in the case I wouldn't have a European passport, you know, because even for applying for jobs, for having to study here, renew your guard, migration card and all these things, I think that could be a common misconception of the people when they meet you, you know, and they're really surprised also of how long I'm here. Everybody can't believe, they tell me, oh, that's why your English is so good. And I say, yes, of course, I've been here a very long time. Then what other misconception? No, I don't know. I think that the people here are so friendly and so welcoming that I never had any problems or nothing. I will say that it's true, it happened to me in my first job in 2005, that I was underpaid. That my boss was, I was doing more work than my Irish colleague, and I was getting half of her hourly rate. But because what they pay here for 1 hour, maybe you earn back in my country for one day, I didn't know about that. So that happened to me before, but otherwise I never had any problem. I think I always got on well. I must say that I don't have many Irish friends. I find that with a lot of people. I know that we kind of gather with people from all different countries, but not many Irish. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy enough as I am here, and I think I've been welcomed and accepted in the society. And I never had a problem to find a job, to do my own thing, you know. So, no, everything seems fine for now.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I think that in some ways we have been listening here to the experiences of the three people, and none of them said that they were staying in Ireland for economic reasons, but mostly in two cases, I don't know your case, Magda, but Victor and Sylvia said because they have relationships here in Ireland. So it's a
question of love. I do as well. And
yeah.
For love?
Yes.
Yes, I do have my a partner here and children. My children were born in Ireland. I have Irish passport, so I consider that we're a bit of Irish as well. That's a big, I think, if I wouldn't have my children, probably, I don't know if I would still be here. That's true.
Yeah, so that's the first stereotype that I suppose we have to break. We are staying in Ireland because of personal reasons, and sometimes they are no economic at all. Okay, so thank you very much, Magda. I want also to thank Sylvia and Victor for their help to do this program, and thank you very much again.
No, thank you for having me.
This program was made with the support of the Latin American Solidarity Center and co-funded by Irish Aid.